This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Yes, it does, Levon. We know it. And he'd look no further than Washington or Harrisburg or even Northeast Pennsylvania itself. Great good morning, everyone. 10:08 a.m. here in the great Northeast. This beautiful Thursday, March 13, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. And it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and honor the brave with the help of John Basiliga. Basiliga Hospitality, and the soon-to-be-totally-renovated Queen City Tavern Oliphant. And we honor people like Michael Foley. He was from Madison Township. Robert Ozak, late of Duryea, originally from Scranton. Thomas Murphy, South Scranton. Michael Yevich, who we honor this hour, courtesy of our friend L from Wayne County. George Elko, Mountaintop. Gerald Lynch, New Milford. And Ted Heaps, Millville. So, with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gabbling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Well, we have so many things that get honored that we lose track sometimes. And one of the very important acknowledgments is this month, which is Developmental Disability Awareness Month. And Katie Foley's with us. She's with the ARC of Northeastern Pennsylvania. This is the group that, I mean, the things they do for the incredibly special people we have amongst us, you can't say enough about them. And she is with us now. Katie Foley, welcome to the Bob Cordaro Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Couldn't be better. Especially that we're talking about the people that ARC helps. It just warms my heart. Tell us about Developmental Disability Awareness Month.
Sure. Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month, you know, we at the ARC, obviously, we're very passionate about, helping people with intellectual and developmental disabilities to, you know, live very fulfilling lives. And in 2011, the United Nations, declared March 21st to be National Down Syndrome Day, and of course, this is the National Developmental Disability Awareness Month, and that's all of March. Mm. So, there's a lot of things that we do to try to support people with developmental disabilities. I myself am a parent of a child with autism, which is a developmental disability, and I'm an advocate for the ARC, and we support and try to help people who, you know, are affected by different developmental and intellectual disabilities.
ARC used to stand for the Association of Retarded Citizens, but your mission has broadened so much as you've taken on other disabilities. It is now just the ARC. You have a very broad mission, Katie Foley.
We do, yeah. Obviously the arc has changed over the years. We began as a group of parents, getting together to fight for their children. Now we are nationwide, and Northeastern Pennsylvania is just one chapter of the arc and part of its missions. We do a lot of things we try to help siblings of children with disabilities. We help with residential care, day programs, advocacy, shared resources. You can call into the ARC, and obviously if we can't help get you connected to the things that are important to you and your family, we'll find somebody who can help you. And of course, at the ARC, to honor Developmental Disability Month, we have a lot of things going on. In February, we kind of kicked everything off with the St. Peter's Cathedral Mass, the Mass of Awareness. And we're always grateful because the Diocese of Scranton do this every year for us. And on March 20th, coming up, we've got a sock hop at Misericordia. 26th, we've got our basketball game, which is our employees against the police department. So we've got a lot of things to try to help bring awareness, and this month is a great place to do that. And so I think it's important that people understand when it comes to developmental disability or any type of disability, and that is that, they're people with a lot of gifts, a lot of things to share and to offer, and up until maybe 40 years ago, there wasn't a lot of inclusive opportunities, and hopefully the ARC helps to bring those things to the forefront to, make it possible for people with different disabilities, intellectual and developmental disabilities, which is what we cater to. That's our strong suit, and we try to help people the best we can, to bring those opportunities out. And a lot of the things that we do kind of hopefully helps to give that back to our community.
The sock hop that's taking place next weekend, next week, March 21st, or March 20th, rather, celebrating National Down Syndrome Day, which is March 21st. I actually hope you or someone can call in on that day and tell us a little bit about National Down Syndrome Day as well.
Sure.
We play a clip of a young man with Down syndrome talking to Congress, and it does rock your socks. These are some of the most special, beautiful people on the planet.
I agree. And you know what? There's a lot of things I think that people are still unaware. For instance, we're showing a program on the 27th. And the 31st, it's a virtual program, and obviously all of these things are on the ARC website. But the purpose of this movie that we're showing is to talk about, a young man who's 21 and has a lot of different disabilities, and those disabilities do not prevent him from wanting all of the same things that you and I want. He's a young guy. He wants to go to college, wants to meet a girl, but he has a 350-pound wheelchair.
This is Samuel Habib, right?
Yes. And so,
tell us about that. Give us that specific story. That's just grabbed my heart. It really did. March 27th. Yeah. That's the Ride Ahead movie that's going to be featured.
Yes. Yeah, it's Ride Ahead, Roseanne Polition, she's sort of our lead advocate. She's going to be heading that up. It's March 27th and the 31st. We put two dates. It's 6 p.m. at March 27th, and the 31st it'll be at 11:30 a.m. And it's virtual, so it's not something you have to go out and do, but if you want to see this, we're presenting it, you just reach out to her and she'll get the link for you. But Samuel Habib, he's a 21-year-old. He wants to date. He wants to leave home. He wants to go to college. A lot of people I speak to who have different disabilities, they want to have families. They want to, go out and have a drink with their friends. And I think that people who aren't around other people with disabilities can't understand that, everything that they have, all the same, needs and wants that we do. And this story of Samuel kind of helped drive that home. you know, because you're getting into his life. You're seeing how, what the kind of things that he wants, how he's determined to make these things happen, and how the people, the support systems that he seeks out, you know, kind of guide him through this.
Fantastic. Your work is outstanding. It's important. Give us, let's repeat the red letter days and events for this month, and then promise me either you or someone else will come on with us on the 21st.
Oh, well, thank you, Bob. Yes, definitely, someone definitely will. And thanks for inviting us back. So we've got March 20th is the Sock Hop at Misericordia to celebrate National Down Syndrome Day. 26th is our basketball game. That's going to be at Scranton High School. The doors open at 5:30, and the game starts at 6:30. That's the ARC Nor'easters, that's our employees, versus the Scranton Police Department, which is a lot of fun to watch. And then our virtual showings of the story of Samuel Habib, The Ride Ahead, are 27th of March at 6 p.m. and the 31st of March at 11:30. And our website, where you can find all of these things, that is the ARCNEPA.org. And everything that I'm telling you about is on there. But I can't thank you enough for bringing me on here to talk about this.
We're going to play something that's dear to my heart. We're going to play something after the news next hour that says it all, particularly as we approach National Down Syndrome Day. Thank you so much, Katie Foley, for coming on. Make sure we get together for the 21st, one of the time slots, and continue this. You're doing great work. It's important work, and we thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate being on.
All right.
Thanks.
We will
Bye
be
now.
Back. Katie Thanks. Foley, ARC, National Developmental Disability Awareness Month. We'll return. Ricky Nelson from the Ozzy and Harriet show, but a great musician and a great performer in his own right. This date, 1961, Murph tells us he recorded his hit Traveling Man, that great song. And of course, 2013, Jorge Bergoglio of Argentina, now known as Pope Francis, and we pray for his renewed health. Regardless of our disagreements, okay? We pray for his renewed health. So we're going to honor a guy named Michael Yevich, and I'm hoping our friend Ella is listening because she sent it in to me, he's going to be our veteran to honor today. Passed away at age 96. He was from Honesdale. The ARC, A-R-C, is look it up. They're on Meadow Avenue in Scranton. If you could volunteer, if you could help, anything you could do for them, it will be time well spent. It'll be important time, and it'll be time, I guarantee, you volunteer for them, you donate to them, you'll get it back in spades. You will get it back in spades. So somebody texts in, how boring is the next presidential election going to be? Well, let me say this to you. I hope you're right. But I will tell you this. With the left, when they get into the post-Trump era, they're going to be worse. They're going to be more vicious, particularly if their scam, their multi-trillion dollar scam, otherwise known as the federal government, is abridged. I doubt we could stop it or end it, but we could certainly do damage to it. And when I talk about that, I'm talking about the nonprofits, NGOs, put a slash between that, the consultancies, the law firms, and the political operatives who are using your tax dollars. I read to you about this. It probably bears repeating. A group that is suing the EPA, Lee Zeldin discovered that there was $7 billion forced through for something called Climate United Fund, which is a coalition of three nonprofit groups. And they're suing to get their hands on the money. Nobody knows what they're going to do with it, but it's something to do with the environment. I mean, nowhere else on the planet, and Elon Musk exposed this, could hundreds of billions of dollars, low trillions, be spent, sometimes with nothing more than a 3 to 4 word and maybe a 1 sentence description of what it's being spent for, and sometimes without any description whatsoever. This is what has been exposed. This is the true swamp. You've got all these groups. They're scamming. For, by the way, for political causes. Not for... they're not doing this for the good of the world. They're doing it for themselves, number one. And they're doing it for their agenda with your money. And I say to those Democrats out there, do you really support this? That you're fighting Elon Musk? That you're fighting the exposure of this insanity? And let us step back for the very basis of the argument. We don't have the money. That $7 billion is borrowed. It's borrowed off you and me, our children, and our grandchildren. And there could come a time, in fact, guaranteed there will come a time, if we don't change course, that people will not buy our debt, our government debt. Please. It's got to stop. And Zeldin stopped it. He also exposed another $285 billion slush fund run by John Podesta, the ultimate in Democrat Party political hacks. And he had the right to distribute it during the Biden administration to all the people who were in on the agenda and in on supporting the establishment and the Democrat Party. It's astonishing. So, I mean, it goes beyond the $2 billion given to the group Stacey Abrams is a part of. How did Stacey Abrams, just for an example, and we're going to find out about how AOC became worth $23 million. They're gonna strip the layers off this onion. How did Nancy Pelosi become worth as much as $300 or $400 million? Chuck Schumer. Name it. They're multi-millionaires. So you go from being a bartender in the case of AOC, beyond a noble profession. I love bartenders. To U.S. Congress, you've had no other job in between, and you're now worth $23 million. Bernie Sanders, worth tens of millions of dollars. You could go through the whole list. It's insane. So he says, Bob, I'm so proud that the signs on my property in 24 were Bresnahan, McCormick, Sunday, and Trump. Good for you. Now we, you know, and I tell you this all the time. I look for Democrats to support who are not part of the lunacy, and even better, who oppose the lunacy that has overtaken the Democrat Party and its establishment. Somebody said, here's a fun fact. The Ricky Nelson Roadster, a 1932 Ford hot rod, which was seen on his TV show, is now in a museum in Pennsylvania. Well, you got to let us know where the museum is. Somebody texts in, Bob, who is this bulldog? Well, I'm looking right at him. He's the producer of this show. Johnny Lucas. And Bulldog, once you start running these commercials, I want you to come in here. So if they go to WILKNewsRadio.com, you'll be able to see the Bulldog in living color. Because I'm going to have him stand next to me for the camera when we go to this break. And let's do that now. We'll hear from our great sponsors. We'll come back. We'll talk about our great veterans. We'll give you the weather, which is a good report, and more on the Bob Cadaro Show. Our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality Group. Featuring today, because it's going to undergo renovations starting next Tuesday, the Queen City Tavern Oliphant. And I saw somebody say, what did they have there? Oh, fish and chips they had on a Friday, which you can have this Friday at Queen City Tavern. They said they were beyond awesome. Those of us, observing Lent, we don't eat meat on Fridays if we can help it. But Queen City Tavern, total renovation starting next Tuesday. So let's get in there right through St. Patrick's Day on Monday. Our veteran this hour, brought to you also by our friend Al in Wayne County, Michael Yevich. He was from Honesdale. He passed away on December 18th last year at age 96. His wife, Joyce, with whom he shared more than 60 years of marriage, passed away back in 2017. Mickey Yevich was born in Taylor, PA. Think of this, in 1924. He's actually survived by his only daughter, Jill. Jill and son-in-law of Mickey Yevich reside in Honesdale. Two granddaughters are also with him. He was preceded in death by most of his siblings. He survived by three of them. Mike was a World War II veteran, private first class, 90th Infantry Division radio man in the 1st and 3rd Army under General Patton. He was wounded and lost the sight in his left eye during the Battle of the Bulge in Normandy, France. Awarded two Purple Hearts and a slew of other medals. He was a proud United States Army man, life member of the American Legion in Taylor, and disabled American Veterans Post in Honesdale. With the help of the GI Bill, Mickey Yevich attended culinary school for baking. He gained employment at Buck Hill Falls in the Poconos, where he met his wife, Joyce, in 1957. He continued his baking career at Cove Haven Resort. He remained there until retirement. He spent almost 30 years of retired life wintering in Bradenton, Florida. In the warmer months, he was here, Pennsylvania, Honesdale. He loved the Honesdale Senior Citizen Center. World War II veteran, Michael Mickey Yevich of Honesdale. Thank you, L. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, partly sunny. It'll get up to about 55, at least if the sun comes out. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 35. Friday, becoming mostly sunny, 60. And it gets even better. Mainly cloudy with a chance of late day showers. Saturday, 63 degrees. Sunday, cloudy with rain likely. Maybe a thunderstorm, 67 degrees. Yeah, guys, I love when you get to me, veterans, like our great listener L did, in this case with Mickey Yevich. And Friday we'll have a special tribute at the 9:30 from one of our great listeners who gets it. You know, I love to have when people are – I love it when the veteran's still with us so maybe they could call in. But when family and friends call in to talk about a specific veteran we're paying tribute to and we're celebrating, it's really extra special. And speaking of, here's Al from Wayne County on Mickey Yevich. How are you, Al? Thank you, first of all.
Oh, thank you for putting that on, because he was such a wonderful man. You know, I met him at the senior center, and I sat down at the table where he was sitting, and I actually right next to him. And he started talking, and he told me the whole story where, you know, they were dropped off at the beach. And I didn't realize he was a radio man until that was all in the funeral announcement. And I don't think he mentioned that he was a radio man, but maybe I just missed that when he was telling me, because the story got so involved. And he said that they got dropped off, and then he got hit, not too far from then, he got hit by a concussion grenade.
Yeah.
And I said,
well, they aimed for the radio man.
And
that antenna was like that was like something they looked for. Let's take the radio man out. And that's what Michael Yevich did.
Well, I'll tell you what. He said he got hit by a concussion grenade. And I said, wait a minute, a concussion grenade? I said, is there more than one kind of grenade? And he said, oh, yeah. I thought there was only one kind of grenade, the kind that blows you up to smithereens, you know? And, you know, like, I was really listening to his story. I wish that somebody along the way would have taped his story, because it was so amazing to hear him talk about this. And, you know, a lot of veterans don't talk about it at all. But he said he got hit with that concussion grenade, and he got knocked out. And that's why he lost the sight in his eye. And he said hours later, he doesn't even know how long, he woke up.
Yeah.
And he said, everybody on the field was now dead. And I said, oh, I said, that must have been an awful feeling. He said, yes. And he said, but the main problem was I had to decide which direction to go.
Oh, man.
Because if I went the wrong direction, I would have been a POW. And the story just was so amazing when he was talking about it. And
he was a 21-year-old kid, although that was a grown-up in the Battle of the Bulge. Wow.
Yeah. And he was very nice-looking also. You know, he was just a sweet guy. And oh, you know, it was terrible when I found out he passed away.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we thank you so much, Al, for sending me this obituary, because he passed in 2020. We would have missed, would not have had an opportunity to celebrate Mickey Yevich's life without you. So, again, much appreciated, Al. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for doing what you do.
All right, my darling.
You do a great job.
Always a pleasure. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll be back. Chubby Checker, that's our pal. We got to talk to him a couple of times through Joe Nardone's great concert series. But this date, 1961, Murph tells us Chubby Checker had the number one hit and the number one R&B hit with his single, Pony Time. Well, any song with boogity, boogity, boogity in it has got to be good. You know that. Bob Cadaro back. So, yeah. Somebody talking about Sunday, our attorney general. I don't know this story. One of our listeners says, Sunday already screwed the pooch. He ran on protecting the 2A rights of 18 to 20-year-olds. Something giving them rights. I'm not familiar with the legislation, so I'm just passing out what you're saying. It passed the PA legislature, and Sunday instantly appealed it. Agree or disagree, he's doing the exact opposite of what he ran on. We'll have to look into that. Let us know. Keep us surprised. Somebody's Bob LTS. I'm so sick of the bullspit advert on the liberal propaganda channel 16 telling Rob Bresnahan. Yeah. It's quite amazing. It is, and they're lying. Like, you heard the commercial now. The guy's lying. He's been duped. A Republican and a veteran, he's been duped. There are no Medicaid cuts. Like, how more plainly can you say it? They're making it up. Once in a while, they'll let it slip that they're proposed. But that's not even true. The House has passed its bill. There are no Medicaid cuts. Remember, they were running this ad before Bresnahan was sworn in. They want this seat terribly. Somebody texted in, just joining. I miss Senator McCormick. Was anything discussed regarding liberal judges overruling Trump's EOs? No, we didn't get into that because it's not really his. It is his bailiwick, but I mean, you know, we get him for 15 minutes and there's so much to cover. And the judiciary, except for the current appointees of the Trump administration, are beyond his bailiwick. A lot of horrible judges during the 4 years of Biden. I mean, horrible. They think they're legislators. They think that their job is the left-wing agenda, not the law. And there's a good and a bad. The conservative judges that Trump appointed, by and large, agree to follow the law and follow the law. They don't follow an agenda. And that's why we get what we think are disappointing decisions from Trump appointees, even Reagan appointees going back. And by the way, somebody said, who's the Bulldog? I hope you guys saw it. The Bulldog came and stood with me for about 40 seconds. He's got duties to do. And just to prove to you that he is a Bulldog, he was here on the live stream. You go to WILKNewsRadio.com. You go to watch. And you could catch that. We may have to have him do it again because I forgot to mention it. Bloomberg Money Minute, that's on the horizon. Let's find out what's going on in business, and then we'll be back. We love when the songs transition. Well, Murph tells us that on this date, March 13, 65, Eric Clapton quit the group The Yardbirds due to musical differences with other band members. He wanted to continue in a more bluesier vein, and he did. And the others wanted more commercial style, like their hit "For Your Love," which I don't think it's so commercial. Great song though, huh? And Bulldog, let's finish with the Beatles 8 days a week this hour. But let's do Mother Teresa, Saint Teresa, for March 13th. Saint Teresa said, "I don't know what God is doing. He knows. We do not understand. But one thing I'm sure of." He doesn't make a mistake. St. Teresa, March 13th. Oh, just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So Bulldog's going to play the 8 days a week deal. Because we there's so many good songs on our list that we've got to play them. As many as we can, anyway. By the way, next week we're going to be giving away tickets. Jimmy Failla, if you guys are Fox fans, the guy's hilarious. Jimmy Failla and Kennedy, they're coming next Saturday, the 19th. Or is it this? No, next Saturday. Oh, I'm sorry, it's April 19th. Keystone Grand Ballroom, Mohegan, Pennsylvania. And we're going to give tickets away starting next Tuesday. Bulldog is off on Monday, so we'll wait. And we'll give away Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm not sure how many we have. We'll talk to Tori and find out. But, I mean, you want to talk about a fun gathering? Keystone Grand Ballroom, Mohegan, Pennsylvania. Jimmy Failla and Kennedy, both of Fox fame. Kennedy of MTV fame before that. Maybe we'll have some interviews. You don't know. We may do that. But we'll be giving away those tickets next week. Just a sort of alert to you for that April 21st show. And that great stuff. So as the Beatles play, I'm going to read a couple of texts. And by the way, you could reach us 570 888-900-0098. One of the great listeners texts in, hey, Bob, I'm not sure everyone realizes it. The World War II vets will be extinct soon. And sadly, during our lifetime, the last one of the greatest generation veteran will pass away. And the listener continues, if you meet a World War II vet, please give him a hug and thank him greatly. Our Mickey Yevich, who died in 2020 at the age of 96, I mean, that's their age now. We lost our dear friend Charlie Tanzitz this year at 104. Yeah. So he said, Bob, why doesn't Doge report on insurance companies ripping off Medicare Advantage plans in the billions? They'll get there. But remember what they're going to face. They're going to face a tax that they're cutting Medicare. Democrat lies. So they're you know, as bluntly as they appear to be moving, they're actually moving gingerly. We're waiting, by the way, to the hundreds of billions of dollars of waste at the Defense Department. That's coming. Charles from Scott Township says, good morning, Bob. Not only are the Democrats liars, but they're also ugly. Well, the lying Democrats are. Yeah. Somebody says, Bob, LTS, I'm so sick of the bullspit advertising on left-wing propaganda, Channel 16. Look, they're taking paid ads. Don't blame them. We're taking them, too. That's how you pay the bills. So don't blame 16 for the ads. I tell you that there's left-wing forces over there, but, you know, that's not part of this. But, yeah, it's bad stuff. They're lying, and the commercials are lies. Could they be prosecuted? By the way, somebody says, Jimmy Failla has a great radio show. Fox Across America can be heard 6 to 9 p.m. Wayne Pike News Radio 104.3. Also going to see him at Mohegan. Yeah, he's a funny, cool guy. He really is. Well, it is time for the news because it's the top of the hour. Brian Hughes, you know, he gets a little ornery if I hold him up too long. So let's go to him. Let's find out what's happening. And then we'll come back. We're going to start the hour with a great clip presaging the Down Syndrome Day on the 21st with a great Down Syndrome adult talking about where he comes from on the issue of selective abortion. We'll hear from him, and then I'll be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.